Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right. Folks, buckle up because today we're diving into something truly powerful. The power of self-forgiveness. Now, I know what you're thinking. Dylan, isn't that a little touchy-feely? But trust me on this one. Self-forgiveness isn't about letting yourself off the hook or excusing bad behavior. It's about recognizing that we are human, imperfect, capable of making mistakes, and deserving of compassion, even when we mess up. Think about it. We beat ourselves up over things that happened years ago, replaying those moments in our heads like a broken record. We hold on to guilt and shame like they're trophies, letting them define us and steal our joy. Ever feel like you're stuck in the past? Unable to move forward because of your own mistakes? You know that feeling when you trip over an old hurt, and suddenly you're back in that moment, reliving the pain all over again? Well, I'm here to tell you that doesn't have to be your reality. Here are 5 things to remember about self-forgiveness. 5 key takeaways to help you break free from those chains of guilt and shame. 1. Acknowledge your mistake. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Sometimes we try to sweep our mistakes under the rug, pretending they never happened. But true forgiveness starts with honestly acknowledging what went wrong. Be kind to yourself while you do this. No need for harsh self-criticism. Just a clear understanding of what transpired. 2. Take responsibility. Once you've acknowledged your mistake, take responsibility for it. Owning your actions, even the messy ones, is a powerful step towards healing. It doesn't mean blaming yourself or wallowing in guilt. It simply means accepting that you played a part in what happened. 3. Learn from your mistakes. This is where the real magic happens. Every mistake, no matter how big or small, is an opportunity for growth. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use it to make better choices in the future? Think of your mistakes as stepping stones on your journey. They might not feel great at the moment, but they lead you to a stronger, wiser version of yourself. 4. Practice self-compassion. This is where things get really personal. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend who made a similar mistake. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to someone you care about, with gentleness, encouragement, and a whole lot of love. 5. Let go of the past. This is the hardest part for many of us, but it's essential for moving forward. Holding on to past mistakes keeps us stuck in a cycle of regret and resentment. Forgive yourself, release the burden, and allow yourself to embrace the present moment with open arms. Remember, you are not defined by your past. You're defined by the choices you make today. Here's a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine you bombed a presentation at work, feeling embarrassed, frustrated, maybe even wanting to crawl under your desk and disappear. You replay that moment in your head over and over, beating yourself up for every stumble and awkward pause. Instead of letting those negative thoughts consume you, try this. Acknowledge the mistake, take responsibility for what happened, learn from the experience. What can you do differently next time? Practice self-compassion. Hey, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human, and then let go of the past. Forgive yourself, dust yourself off, and move forward with renewed determination. And that's the key, forgiving yourself isn't about ignoring your mistakes or pretending they didn't happen. It's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and choosing to move forward with grace and resilience. It's a powerful act of self-love that allows you to break free from the shackles of guilt and shame, embracing a life filled with joy, purpose, and authenticity. So, what are you waiting for? Take a moment right now, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and offer yourself a heartfelt dose of forgiveness. You deserve it. And remember, this journey isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Be kind to yourself along the way, celebrate every small victory, and keep moving forward with courage and conviction. And that's a wrap for today, folks. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you. And if you found this episode helpful, please leave a review. It helps other people discover clarity first. Until next time, keep striving for clarity and embrace the power of self-forgiveness. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.